The city of Watertown is applying for a federal grant to help pay for new firefighters. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, officials are divided on whether it will ultimately save the city money.
Watertown Fire Chief Dale Herman is applying for the Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response Grant, nicknamed SAFER, hoping to bring on four new firefighters. It would be the first time the city's fire department has hired in 6 years. During that time, several firefighters have left, and that's led to a spike in overtime costs. Councillor Cody Horbaz voted to apply for the grant, saying Watertown can save money and increase safety.
It's just the responsible thing to do. If we wait another 3 years, the median age of a firefighter is going to be 47, 48. I mean, they're only going to get older. And we're not doing anything to replenish that department.
All four councillors voted to apply for the grant despite the advice not to from City Manager Sharon Addison. She notes that the grant only covers 75% of the new hire's costs for the first 2 years and 35% in the third. It also does not pay for training. Mayor Joseph Butler was the lone vote against applying. He says it's short-sighted because it requires the city to maintain the same staffing level throughout the grant's 3-year term.
If five or six firefighters retire while we're under this grant, we have to replace those. And then the additional four that they want to hire. So now you might have 10 new firefighters on staff that are going to be there for the long haul. That doesn't reduce costs, that increases it.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.